It's lunchtime in Granite City, and volunteers are in front of the fire station giving free sack lunches to children.
Go, guys. God bless you.
Well, have a good day. We'll see you Monday.
Come back Monday.
The volunteers in bright yellow shirts are from a nonprofit called Twigs. They're here and at 10 other spots around town every Monday through Friday, rain or shine. They make sure that children from financially struggling families have something to eat in the summertime. Lunch meat and crackers, a drink, perhaps some fruit and cookies. 8-year-old Dustin was pleased.
I pretty much like it. Sometimes I save it for tomorrow, so I have an extra lunch.
Twigs is just one of the many nonprofits in the St. Louis area that fill the void when schools close for vacation and federal lunch programs shut down. Twigs is very grassroots, committed to helping kids right in their own neighborhoods. Volunteers assemble the lunches, pack them in coolers, and cart them to vacant lots, city parks, and churches. On a recent Friday, Twigs gave out 800 sack lunches to kids in Granite City. Lisa Williams, who founded the program, says they avoid red tape.
Any child who comes gets a lunch. We don't ask, where do you live? You know, do you go to these certain schools? If a child comes, he or she gets a lunch.
Volunteers know most of the regulars by their smiles, but not by name. Some of the kids ride bikes, others walk. Little ones hold the hands of parents or caregivers, their big brothers or big sisters. Larry Miller, a retired steel worker, is on the program's board of directors.
I've had one child come up here holding her, you know, she's real small, and holding her little sister's hand, and she was telling me, you know, how appreciative she was because this is the only thing that just about all that they eat during the day because there's no food in the whole house.
More than two-thirds of children who attend Granite City's public schools qualify for subsidized lunches. The city was hit hard by the Great Recession when unemployment reached double digits here. The jobless rate is now about 7%, but William says many struggle because they work low-wage jobs.
They have one foot in the door and one foot out of the door. And one bad day, one incident in their life, and both feet are out of the door, and they're minus a home to live in.
About 250 people volunteer with Twigs, which has expanded into neighboring communities. A number of the workers belong to Trinity United Methodist Church, where Williams is pastor. The church discovered that food insecurity was a problem when members conducted an outreach survey several years ago. Miller was surprised that people didn't ask for help with their gas or utility bills. They asked for help buying food.
It just really blew my mind away. I never thought that, you know, food was really an issue.
Last summer, Twigs volunteers distributed 57,000 sack lunches, enough to feed everyone at a packed Busch Stadium, plus about 10,000 more. Corey Maines, who brought his children to the fire station, says the program helps his family get by on one income. He praises the volunteers.
You can actually see that they care about the children, and they don't make them feel like they're getting a handout.
You want to enjoy the day?
Program founder William says it takes a village to make Twigs work. Residents donate money and their time, and local officials allow volunteers to set up their coolers and folding chairs on city-owned property. I'm Mary Leonard, St. Louis Public Radio.